Welcome to Shomar Shav and the Daf, your sponsor, Lo Yinishpas, I'm Yaakov Shalom, Lea Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Bobakamo Daf Choftes. The Gemara with Beis brings that there are two things that ain't no b'shusa shel Adam, they're not in the possession of an Adam. For some makosu kilim b'shusa, the Torah put it into his b'shus. What are the two things? One is bor b'shusa rabim, a pit in b'shusa rabim, that a Gemara is bringing from here a proof that it's not considered to be something that he owns. In other words, it's a bor which is a rabim, which is hefker. So it's not; he doesn't own it. But still, one is responsible for any nezik, any damage that happens in the bor. And chomet v'shesh shos v'lamalo, which means after 6 hours, after chatzos on erev Pesach, the chomet does not belong anymore to the yid. And still, he's over in bal yiro bal yamalo. Because the Torah put it into his rishus. The Torah put it into his possession, and that's why he's responsible for it. The Imre Emes has a beautiful idea. What's the connection between these two things? The Imre Emes speaks about it in two different places. One is in Parshas Shkolim, and one is in the days of Pesach. And he says that the idea is as follows. What are these two things that we're talking about that we say that ainu b'shusa shel Adam? We're talking about bor, and we're talking about chometz. We know that there's two things that prevent us from doing Ratzon Hashem. As the Gemara brings, that we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ritzoneinu la'asoyz Ritzonecho. We really want to do your Ratzon. Umi me'akev, who's stopping us? Se'or Shabayisa v'shibur ma'achir. Se'or Shabayisa refers to the Yetzirara. Yetzirara is compared to Se'or Shabayisa to the east that causes chimutz. And Shibud Machius is the external item, external me'akev from us from doing the Torah, doing the mitzvahs. Says the Imre Emes, these are these two items that were mentioned over here. You have Chometz. Chometz is compared to Yitzhara. Chazan Sefer Zohar tell us that the Chometz is Yitzhara. So Chometz is a reference to the Yitzhara. The bar is a reference to the Shibud Machius. Why is that so? Says the Imre Emes as follows. It's brought down in the Arizal that the Arba Ovos Tzikin, which we spoke about already in the beginning of the Masechta, what is a Keneged, according to the Arizal, it's talking about four bad koiches in the world, which are Keneged, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Dovid HaMelech. So Keneged Arba Ovos Tzikin, you have Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and Dovid. So says the Imre Emes, who's Keneged Avram? Bor. Bor is the first. Keneged Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is the one who had the Bris Bei Absarim, the covenant that spoke about the Arba Machias. We spoke about the kingdoms that stand against Am Yisrael. That's what Avram Avinu is all about. So Avram Avinu, he is the one who stands Keneged Arba Machias. You can add to this, we know that also Avram Avinu fought against the four Melachim. The four Melachim that he fought against, that Ramban tells us, Keneged Arba Machias. So Avraham Avinu is the one who stands against them. And that's the idea of the Bor. The Bor B'shus HaRabim is the Malchus that stand against Am Yisrael. So says the Imre Emes, you have your two things which are connected, the two items that stand against Am Yisrael, against each person that do the Torah mitzvahs. You have the Chomet, which is the Yetzer Hara, and you have the boy who represents the Arba Machias. Add the Imre Emes. What's very unique about Avraham Avinu that we're talking about was Keneged the Malchus. What's unique about him is that he took things out of his Rishus and brought him into the Rishus. The whole concept of Avraham Avinu is that he was coining, he was working around the world, and he was able to figure out that there's koina to the world, that there's a Bibrayna Shalom. He was able to take the whole world and connect it to Hashem. That's what the Chazal bring. Avraham Avinu told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should know, until I didn't come here, the people did not know that you were here. I'm the one who was Oydiach HaShemoy Boilam. So he's the one who spreads the word of the Kodesh Baruch Hu into places that you didn't have it before. He's taking things She'einum B'Shusai and makes it B'Shusai. That's the Koyach Avraham Avinu. So Mele says the Imre Emes, that comes out from the Imre Emes, I saw a few to learn it that way from the Imre Emes. Says the Imre Emes like this. There's two things that are out of our control. Yetzer Hara and the Arba Machias. Arba Machias, it's clear. How can we control the Aramachis? And there is the Yetzirah, which the Gemara tells us, we can't stand against the Yetzirah without the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But also, Makasuv Keilu Im Rishusoi. The Torah means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to make it into our Rishus. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give it to us? He gave us the Koyach Avraham Avinu, taking something which is not a Rishus, prayer Rishus, meaning taking the Koyach Avraham Avinu to overcome the Arba Malchias, and he gave us the Koyach to overcome the Yetzirah. That's the remez of the Gemara. Shnei Dvarim Einu Rishus Shalodom V'Asam HaKasuv Keilu Rishusoi. One is Bor Rishus Harabim Arba Malchias, and one is Chometz, which is Seor Shabeiso. These two things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the ability to overcome. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.